not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign-Urbana and Mattoon-Charleston for over 35 years, call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111, 217-359-2111, or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The president calls it Spygate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, angry that his 2016 campaign, which is still under investigation, might have been infiltrated by the FBI. And he tweeted a reaction to former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper telling ABC's The View.
They were spying on, a term I don't particularly like, but on what the Russians were doing, trying to understand, were the Russians infiltrating, trying to gain access, trying to gain leverage.
Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
President Trump tweeting, "No, James Clapper, I am not happy. Spying on a campaign would be illegal and a scandal to boot." The president adding, "Spygate could be one of the biggest political scandals in history. Key congressional leaders are set to meet tomorrow with federal law enforcement and intelligence officials concerning secret documents in the Russia investigation. No one from the White House is scheduled to be present, nor are any Democrats, in defiance of a request from the Senate minority leader." Dave?
And John Chuck Schumer does call that meeting outrageous and unprecedented. The president also just tweeted he'll soon sign big legislation. One bill would roll back some regulations put in after the 2008 financial crisis. The changes aim to help smaller banks and financial companies. The other bill Congress passed is called Right to Try.
The legislation no longer requires FDA approval if a doctor or drug maker agree a patient should try unproven treatments, opening access to drugs that have passed the first phase of clinical trials but still face additional testing. Opponents warned the solution is dangerous and offers false hope.
Fox's Jared Halpern. For the first time since Friday's shooting spree at Santa Fe High School in Texas, teachers are returning this morning. Two teachers were murdered along with eight students.
We talk about hardening our schools, which means making them more secure.
Governor Greg Abbott at a roundtable discussion yesterday. He'll hold another one today. Gun control advocates and the NRA will attend. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Later today, President Trump will go to New York's Long Island to focus on MS-13.
Expect the president today to call these MS-13 gang members animals once again, despite objections from protesters who will be here starting at 10 a.m.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Nassau County, where the president will hold his meeting.
That'll include victims' family members, Republican congressmen, as well as local police commissioners. Now, Long Island is a hotspot for MS-13. There are some 10,000 members in the U.S., 2,000 of them live here. And under Trump, MS-13 arrests are way up. In fact, last year, ICE arrested 796 MS-13 members. That's the highest number in 9 years.
That's happened again in Texas. A truck found full of humans being smuggled.
Traffic had to be diverted along Highway 77 in Raymondville, Texas, as police, state troopers, and U.S. Border Control officials sifted through an illegal load, an 18-wheeler carrying 92 illegal immigrants, including over a dozen children, squeezed shoulder to shoulder.
They can make contact with another unit that wants to clear the street. What is it? They got all the females lined up on the road here.
Police radio from Broncasify were told some of the illegals were so dehydrated they had to be transported to local hospitals. The truck's driver, a U.S. citizen, arrested and now facing charges. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
You may recall 10 illegal immigrants died after being found packed in the back of a sweltering hot truck in a Texas Walmart parking lot last year. The driver was sentenced to life in prison. Also in Texas, an apology from the lawyer of a woman who claimed a Texas state trooper sexually assaulted her at a traffic stop over the weekend. Well, police released body camera video that appears to contradict her claims. The attorney's statement says he's sorry for any trouble the claims may have caused. A Wall Street stock futures way down before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two people have been arrested following a mid-morning shooting in the Urbana Business District. The News Gazette says the situation started at about 10:15 in the morning when two men got off a bus. Police said the men crossed the street, a van pulls up, and two guys start chasing the primary intended target. A lot of law enforcement turned out on the scene, and police found the Champagne man they think was the intended victim and a woman who was with him. Neither was injured. 22-year-old Kendale Stevenson Peoples was found and arrested. So was 23-year-old Michael C. Smith. A former Illini national champion wrestler faces DUI charges. Police said 25-year-old Jesse Delgado of Champaign was found passed out drunk in a vehicle last week. The vehicle was running at the time. After being awakened, he told police officers he had been out drinking the previous night and he was given two tickets for DUI. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Looking good, Stevie J. Plenty of sunshine. Today's high 85, down to around 60. 88 tomorrow with the sunshine, partly cloudy and a low 62 on Thursday evening. Up to 90 on Friday with the sunshine, down to 68 in the evening. Chance of showers at 10%, then it bumps up to a 50% chance of rain and a high 88 on Saturday. And partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 91, a 20% shot at showers. We're currently at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, it is May 23. I'm live at CarX Tire and Auto, hanging. Going to be a hard-working man today, 9 to noon. I'll be in there. I just heard the air gun go, popping off those tires. Glenn's getting his truck, work truck, all four tires, so that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fired up to use
yeah.
that puppy. Oh, yeah. I would suggest not having me tighten them, though. I'd be a little nervous about that, so I'll have the pros do that, but I can certainly undo them. Oh, yeah. Which little thing you're pushing, it takes them right off. Then you can tighten them back up. I don't want to really tighten them because that's different. I can take them off. Anyway, so here we are, hardworking man. We appreciate that. If you want a new car, pre-owned, go to Honda BMW. They are a Honda President's Award winner. How about that, Ben Quattrone? You know how hard that is to do? You have to have like seven categories of all like unbelievable ratings from people. And they did it. They're a top 10% dealer in America. Honda BMW Champaign. Check out the BMW showroom where you can drop lasagna on their white floor and crisscross applesauce, eat it right off. That's how darn clean it is. Honda and the Craig and the good team there, Christian Wallace, all the good people at Honda BMW, Honda side. Again, hundreds of vehicles on the lot nearing the end of the month. Good time to go in and say, hey, I want a Pilot, maybe a CRV, maybe a Civic. How about the new hybrid that they have in there? Mm-hmm. Kind of liking it a little more and more because, man, you'll be driving 250 miles on their battery, and then it goes right to gas. Plug it in. Got that going on. Check out the hybrid at Honda. It's Honda BMW. DriveChampaign.com off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. DriveChampaign.com. Say hey to my buddy Ben Quattrone. Guess Pat Benatar is coming to Virginia?
Yeah.
Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo have formed one of the most successful partnerships in music history. During a four-decade career, they've won an unprecedented four consecutive Grammy Awards as well as three American Music Awards. Love is a Battlefield. We live for love. Hit me with your best shot.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Benatar, June 15. And that's coming up at the Virginia, right?
Yes.
Okay. Friday, June 15, 7:30. Tickets between 39 and 79. Is that Virginia or is that State Farm? I don't know.
I think that's Virginia, 356-9063.
Okay. Because believe it or not, I don't have that on my sheet. It just says Pat Benatar, Neil Girardo, but it doesn't say where. So anyway, if you want to win free tickets,
yep,
listen to week of June 11.
Just,
Virginia.
Yep.
All right.
Virginia Theater, 39-79, depending on where you want to sit. And, yeah, Pat Benatar, Neil Girardo again.
So that's her spouse, Neil Girardo.
Okay. And that's awesome. They have a husband-wife team thing.
Yeah, she's 65.
Wow.
By the way, lots of good comments about Alison Krauss's show yesterday.
Front page of the News Gazette shows Alison with her fiddle.
Nice.
So, yeah, she looks great, too.
Welcome home, Alison.
Yeah, she and Willie Nelson. People saying it was good, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
359-2255. How long did Willie play? He's 85. There's no way he did more than an hour. He's 85. And it's not the age, it's the mileage. Willie has some... Talk about your tire wear. Come on, man. Willie Nelson. Mentioned yesterday, I was at Johnny Carson's Tonight Show one time, and Willie was the guest. Kind of cool. But he's been around a long, long time. I'd like to know how many fields of marijuana that man has smoked, because he's done a bunch. He has done the hemp. Willie, last night at the State Farm Center, I couldn't go. I'm sure it was amazing. Alison Krauss is so good. All right, we got David.
Yes, we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy to have him back to the show. Chairman of GOPAC, David Avella, how are you?
Good morning from New York City.
Live from New York City, it's David Avella. Okay, voters in Texas, Arkansas, Georgia, and Kentucky went to the polls. What'd we learn? Anything, David? Any trends? What do I know from yesterday?
Biggest takeaway was the... Democratic wave of voters turning out this year that the media and some in the media and the Democrats have been pushing is turning into quite the not wave. Democratic turnout was not substantially up in states like Georgia and in states like Texas. In fact, in every one of those congressional races that Democrats say they're going to make competitive this fall, Republicans still outnumbered substantially the number of Democrats who voted. There were still 50,000 more Republicans in Georgia who voted than Democrats voted. So, again, this talk of this Democratic turnout as a rejection to President Trump doesn't seem to be materializing as voters actually cast votes and engage in the process.
Well, and Jim, if we get you a little closer to that speaker, a little echoey on me, I want to make sure I don't miss any of your important words, but 99% said Hillary was going to win. Am I the only guy that does a talk show that has not bought into this blue wave? I don't buy it for a minute because I don't feel it.
You were the first to be talking about it, but fortunately, some of the best talk show hosts in the country now are starting to pick up on it. You may recall the last time we spoke, Stevie J, I said that it would be a disappointment if Republicans don't pick up 2 to 3 seats in the U.S. Senate this cycle. And with each passing election result, that prediction I make only is strengthened.
What about the House? I cannot believe, and I know how it's district by district, but I have a hard time believing that Americans will put Nancy Pelosi back with the gavel.
Perhaps not. More importantly, though, and what will factor is what do they think of their incumbent, particularly their Republican incumbent, because Democrats are going to have to take seats from Republicans in order to win. And as we just said, I mean, the Democratic turnout is not substantial compared to what it was in the Republican turnout in races where Democrats have to pick up. And as the economy continues to perform well, as Americans are feeling better and better about their own economic situation, it makes it better for Republicans overall as we go into November.
You know one last thing, David Avella, chairman of GOPAC, which stands for what?
Republican Action Committee.
Okay. I don't remember another president, I don't care Republican, Democrat, that has ever said, I said this, and then follows through, repeats what he said, and does it. Am I wrong in that? I don't remember anybody like Donald Trump that has said, here's what I'm going to do, and he does it, and he references it. I don't remember ever that happening like that.
He is on quite the success track talking about during the campaign, what he talked about actually accomplishing, whether it be the tax cuts, whether it be the – in fact, he talked about getting rid of two government regulations for every one currently in place. And I read numbers the other day out of the government that showed that actually three or four regulations have been cut for every one. So he's actually exceeded his goal on government regulations. And that all speaks to why the economy is doing so well and why Americans have confidence economically in where the country is going, and that helps Republicans.
You know, David, I think it has to be the business background, the fact that they accomplish stuff and they have, you know, goals and they have procedures and they get to the end of the game. That's what they were supposed to do. That's his business, has to be, because nobody in politics, to my memory, has done what he's doing when it comes to referencing promises, following through on them. Hey, David, how do people find GoPAC? How do they find you?
GoPAC.org, GOPAC.org. And on Twitter, they can find me at David underscore Avella, A-V-E-L-L-A.
Always a pleasure, David. Thanks for your time from New York City. ESPN 93.5, always a pleasure. David Avella, chairman of GoPAC, David underscore A-V-E-L-L-A on Twitter, ESPN 93.5. Diane is under Diane underscore Ducey.
That's right.
I am at Stevie, J-A-Y-F-M. If you want to follow, if I ever think of something to say, outgoing kind of streaks. Here we go with your sports headlines. I'm live at CarX Tire and Auto, 906 West Bradley. I'll kind of profile Mile of the Pines and what I'm doing at CarX here coming up.
Sounds good. Bryn Spillane, Big Ten Player of the Year, as we gear up for the Big Ten Tournament in Omaha, Nebraska. Nebraska is not in the tournament, but they are hosting, and the Illini are 31-18 on the season, 15-9 in the Big Ten, a number four seed, taking on those Indiana Hoosiers tonight after 9. The Hoosiers are a 5 seed. Let's move on. Chicago White Sox winners 3-2 yesterday, 7-10 start today. Cleveland pounded the Cubs 10-1 yesterday. Let's move on from that. 7:05 tonight on US 105.9. They'll play each other again. Kansas City beat St. Louis yesterday. We'll have a day game today on ESPN 93.5. Right now, we've got your Redbird recap.
Last night as the Cardinals faced Kansas City starter Jason Hamill 0-5. Hamill got the better of Luke Weaver in a 5-1 Kansas City victory. Hamill gave up one run on 9 hits over 7 innings. He didn't walk anybody and struck out 6. He hit a batter. The Cardinals scored their run in the first inning. So Jose Martinez and Marcell Ozuna were credited with a double steal, with Martinez stealing home as Salvador Perez's throw to third base was dropped by Mike Moustakas. But the Royals got a run in the second on a Gordon home run, a run in the fourth. Salvador Perez hit a home run in the sixth, and Greg Holland gave up 2 ninth-inning runs. Kansas City evened the series at a game apiece with a 5-1 victory. Jason Hamill 1-5 over Luke Weaver 3-4. And today the Cardinals send Michael Wacha after his 6th win against right-hander Jacob Junis 5-3. We're on the air at 11:20 from Busch Stadium.
I got to talk about those NBA playoffs with Houston beating Golden State 95-92 yesterday. James Harden with 30 points. That series tied at 2 apiece now. And same with Boston and Cleveland as Boston hosts the Cavaliers for Game 5 tonight. In NHL action, it's Washington at Tampa Bay in that forced Game 7. Series tied at 3 apiece. Someone's going home tonight. Someone's moving on to try to get that Stanley Cup. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, I'm live at CarX Tire and Auto. I'm going to be a hardworking man today. And I'm looking right now at the Monroe Shocks and Struts. Brian? Jim? What's a strut? Brian, what's a strut? I know what a shock is. It kind of bounces up and down. And if they're bad, they really bouncy up and down. He does the same thing. Well, then why do I need them both? Uh-huh. Yeah, the strut design. I was thinking about the design yesterday. Yeah, Brian, who actually knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, sounds like it.
He's stuck with me till noon. When do you want me to go home, Brian? Anytime soon? Okay, we're going to talk a little more about Mile at the Pines. Then I want to talk about specifically the kind of job I'm going to be doing here. And, again, you can follow some of this on Facebook Live after 9. Let's check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking great with the sunshine. What a beautiful start to our day. We're at 65 now, up to 85 and down to 62 this evening. 88, a little warmer tomorrow, and near 90 for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Greater chance of rain comes our way on the weekend. Again, our current temperature is at 65. It's 819 on ESPN 93.5.
We'll check your Fox Business Minute. Be right back. CarX Tire and Auto giving away a television. Come on out, 906 West Bradley, and register for this thing. We'll draw at noon. Either location, three locations, University of Neal, too. Okay, check your Fox Business Minute. See how these markets are going to open. Coming up.
Well, thunder, thunder, boom, boom, boom. Don't worry, call the CarX man.
That's cool.
From the Fox Business Network, Comcast says it's preparing a bid for 21st Century Fox's entertainment assets, and it's willing to pay more than the Walt Disney Company. Comcast, which owns NBC Universal, says any offer for Fox would be all cash and would be at least as favorable to shareholders as the Disney offer. The deal does not include the Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, and Fox Broadcasting Company, 21st Century Fox's parent company of Fox News. Ralph Lauren earnings and sales in the recent quarter are stronger than expected. It made money in the period after losing money a year ago. Target's quarter was mixed. It made less than Wall Street predicted, but says sales were impacted by cool, rainy weather early in the spring season. And Revlon's new CEO, Deborah Pearlman, is the first woman to lead the company in its history. The Dow was down 178 yesterday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal, and for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neal at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
In celebration of their bicentennial, Illinois Realtors are planning bicentennial legacy projects across the state of Illinois and right here at home. The theme, Realtors Working with Heart, is an effort which underscores how Realtors are leaders in their local communities, supporting local charities and causes, promoting economic development and a strong economy, all while helping real estate buyers and sellers achieve the American dream. The Champaign County Association of Realtors are working with heart by inviting you to their Family Fun Day at the Orpheum Children's Science Museum. It happens Saturday, June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Families will enjoy free entry into the museum, games, food, prizes, bounce houses, a petting zoo, free face painting, and more. For questions, call 356-1389. That's 356-1389. 356-1389. Family Fun Day at the Orpheum Children's Science Museum is presented by the Champaign County Association of Realtors. Realtors working with heart. Don't miss it Saturday, June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Orpheum Children's Science Museum in downtown Champaign.
Sure, we've been called a mom-and-pop store. We take it as a compliment. After all, we are family-owned and operated with two generations actively involved, and five of our team members have been with us for around 20 years each, or longer. We run our business with old-fashioned customer service as our foundation, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Add our great selection of hand-picked mattresses, all proudly made in the USA, at guaranteed lowest prices, and we're sure you won't find a better deal anywhere. Visit us and experience the Illini Mattress Difference today.
ESPN 93.5, Mile at the Pines, Sunday, July 22. You can go to mileatthepines.com and get registered. There are nine different waves of races, beginners to elite runners, various age categories. They're trying to add a 10th. guys with afros in the 70s who have 12 letters in their last name.
You've got grins from the guys in the studios here, Stevie, with that one.
I could win that. I could win that. Have to have photographic evidence of afros in the 70s and 12 letters in your last name. I would win that, Mike.
You probably would.
Thank you. We have Mike Lindemann in studio. Is Jan there, too?
No.
Chad, by the way, I'm a hardworking man today. I'm working over at CarX. What is the likelihood, Mike, you would bring your vehicle and entrust it to me today?
Well, I guess if I needed my windows cleaned, you would be the first guy I would come to.
You know what? I could probably do that one. Mike Lindemann has joined us. He's part of that whole Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon team that brings us the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Now we're doing the Smile at Pines. Why do you think, Mr. Lindemann, is the mile race becoming kind of a hot thing to do?
Well, it's a great distance. It's anybody that's active in physical fitness and things like that. A mile is it's a great venue to see how fast can I run a mile, or walk a mile, or whatever. And I just think it's growing with that, and it's something everybody can do.
You're kind of a distance guy, but what's your fastest mile in your life? Do you remember?
I ran a 4:29 and once.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me? You're like 30 seconds from Roger Bannister. Come on, man.
Yeah, 30 seconds is a lot.
Listen,
it's like 200 yards.
that's a remarkable time. 4:29. Do you think? And it's going to be summer, July 22. It's going to be really open and accessible. Some of the young talent we have in high schools and colleges. Do you think we're going to get a 4:29 this year?
Oh, I feel like we really can. I mean, I think it's the timing of it. You know, it's going to be warm, but a mile in warm weather. And honestly, usually when you're talking July, you're talking about usually southern winds. So the race will be wind to your back the whole way. So
yay,
course is fast right here at the Pines. I feel like we can definitely get that.
Let's talk about the Pines and what a great property this is. It's awesome.
Thank you, Diane. Yeah, we're very excited to have the race here. Jan and Mike brought the idea to us, and it's great to see all the tenants get engaged. And we love having you guys here, Stevie J, helping out.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark Dixon, talk about blur. Come on, baby. You can run. I've seen you run. I've seen you on the roads. Mark, I can't even see you. You're going so fast.
Thanks, Stevie. I appreciate that.
I mean it. No, really. Now, what, Mark, what do you think you can? Can you do a mile in, 5-6 minutes?
So last year I barely broke 7, and I told Mike I've got to up my game. I'm going to get prepared. I want to do much better this July.
You're a good runner. I've seen you out on the road because you do distances. Have you ever done a marathon?
Yep, about 12 times.
Wow,
nice.
How many 12? What have you? What would you? Do you break 4 hours in that thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Mark Dixon, he the man, Atkins Group and at the Pines. We have, Mark, we have some retail space available, and it's a wonderful place to have a business. Is that true?
Absolutely. We do have 2 spots available right now, and we've got the salons growing, and we're about
got
to
a Mexican restaurant, man. I'm fired up.
We have Casa Del Mar open last Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Miguel and Mickey are great owners, and welcome them to the neighborhood.
Okay. All right. So how do we get involved, Mike Lindemann? If I want to run a mile at the Pines, what do I do?
Well, you can just, you can register online at mileatthepines.com. There's 9 races for all abilities, and you put in your estimated finish time, and we put you in that wave. If you want to walk, you can walk. You can just several ways to participate.
And you're helping out Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation.
And it all goes to the SMU School Foundations.
Okay, folks, here you go. Again, July 22, it's a Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you want to come join 500 to 1,000 of your best buddies, come on out. mileatthepines.com. Mark Dixon, Mike Lindemann, thank you, my friends. Bring your vehicles out to CarX. I'll take care of you. I'll get you a price, baby. I'll take care. I know people. I have a guy. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. All right. Talk to you later. Mark Dixon and Mike Lindemann, future Hall of Fame.
Some of the sponsors right here at the Pines, Red Bicycle Ice Cream and Buffon Salon. Meyer is in on the fun. Country Arbor's Nursery, Reynolds Towing Body, and Soul, of course, with Mike. Adams Outdoor Advertising, too. It should be a great event.
Okay. And by the way, Mike Lindemann, future Hall of Fame basketball coach.
That's true. Good job with Parkland's women's team.
No, are you kidding me? He's too humble. But I'm telling you what, when you win like 80% of your games, John Wooden, I mean, come on, man. I mean, Parkland women. I'm serious. Go look up Parkland women's basketball program and see how many times they've lost in the last 4, 5, 6 years. Super unbelievable. And I never talk about it enough, but Mike Lindemann and Parkland women's basketball is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. By the way, Parkland men's golf is tied for second, heading into the third round of four in the national championship in Foley, Alabama. Hats off to Corbin Siebens and his guys. Hope they play well the last 2 days. And really finish strong. We're going to break for our Fox News. I am live at CarX Tire and Auto. I am a hardworking man. We're giving out a Hitachi 55-inch television. Had some guys come in. Chris from Homer. He listens all the time, texts in a lot. He came by. Cool guy. Drives a beautiful Ford F-150. And he registered because he heard us talking about this free TV giveaway and the enormously good odds that you have in winning this. Come on by if you need something for Memorial Day. I'll be over there in the area of helping, but do not be afraid. I have helpers. They're called mentors and actual real workers, but I shall be observing to make sure they do the right things for your vehicle. Okay, break for the news. Be back, ESPN 93.5.
Our current temperature is at 65, up to 85 today. Again, Fox News coming up next at the bottom of the hour, 8:30, ESPN 93.5.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump heads to New York today for a roundtable on gang violence.
The president will travel to Bethpage, Long Island to discuss the administration's efforts to eradicate the violent MS-13 street gang. The president last week called MS-13 gang members animals, a term the president has said is an apt description because of their use of violence.
Fox's John Decker, the president has a campaign fundraising event in Manhattan this evening. Results are in for another round of state primaries.
Atlanta lawyer Stacey Abrams won the Democratic gubernatorial primary in Georgia, giving her the chance to become the first black female governor in history.
We are writing the next chapter of Georgia's future.
A runoff will decide which Republican will take on Abrams this fall.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Texas. Lupe Valdez wins the Democrats' nomination for governor. She's a former Dallas County sheriff, and she's openly gay. Fox News. We report, you decide.
8:31, we've got your local news with Jamie Monticelli that's brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, professional with their 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE. See them on Facebook. You can nominate someone who's community service oriented. Details at ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A former Illini national champion wrestler faces DUI charges. Police said 25-year-old Jesse Delgado of Champaign was found passed out drunk in a vehicle last week. The vehicle was running at the time. After being awakened, he told police officers he had been out drinking the previous night. He wrestled for the Illini from 2011 until 2015. 3 years in prison is a sentence for a Champaign man with several drug-related convictions in his past. 34-year-old Mark Barber pleaded guilty to possession of a controlled substance. 15 Illinois libraries are set to share more than $700,000 in state grants to help pay for critical remodeling and renovation projects. Several libraries getting money will use the money for new roofs or HVAC systems. Others will use it to help make facilities accessible for people with disabilities. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook. Book or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway. Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we're planted. It happened to me. And my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances, work to the best of my abilities, take ownership, and have pride in my work. Bloom where you are planted was one of the best bits of advice I received, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope you embrace it and seize your moment today. I'm Habib Habib, and this Motivational Minute was brought to you by A&R Mechanical.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
A pipe bursts and the basement begins to fill, putting the picture albums and the family heirlooms in danger. You can't plan on it, but you can plan for it by making sure you're ready for whatever happens with Serve Pro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. With their mobile site at servepro.champaignurbana.com bookmarked, the 355-0077 programmed into your phone, when the things that matter most are on the line, you'll know that they are too. Make sure you're ready by planning with the trusted professionals of Serve Pro of Champaign-Urbana, like it never even happened.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Trane Comfort Specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Trane system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Trane system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years or a $1,000 trade-in allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Sunshine, Stevie. We've got a high of 85 expected. 60 our low tonight. 88 tomorrow with the sunshine down to 62. 90 as we wrap up the week Friday and get into our long weekend. We've got a low 68 Friday night. Chance of rain comes our way Saturday through Monday. And we're up around 90 for our high. Right now, the temperature's at 66 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, I like talking to American heroes. I like talking to people that aren't afraid to say what they think. Oh, we got Lieutenant Colonel, former Green Beret, AK, kind of a Navy SEAL kind of guy. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, how are you, sir?
Cool. I'm doing good.
Thanks for being on again.
My pleasure.
Anybody get on you for being so opinionated? I think it's great.
Well, you know, I would say... Well, that's an interesting question because, yeah, I mean, you know, some people can't handle the truth, as we have heard in one of those movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the truth
you
is
can't
the truth.
Handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. That's what we're talking about. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Etica. Yeah.
Yeah, it's dogmatic. I mean, and people don't like dogmatism. They want to be, you know, bowls of jello, and I'll just sit on the fence, and I don't want to make any waves. Well, you know, that's what the truth is about. It's dogmatic, and... It's our way or the highway, basically, and that's our president's attitude. You know, we are the best country the world has ever seen, and we're going to act like it now instead of, trying to apologize and, oh, shucks, we're not that great. Yeah, we are. We have a responsibility, And that, of course, with the North Koreans, we have a responsibility to see that they do not get nuclear weapons and tie them to ballistic missiles.
Where are we with all of that? It looks like June 12 is not going to happen. I mean, I was cautiously optimistic. It still might happen. Maybe we can get something done. We got three hostages back. I think that's ginormous. But what do you think? Do you think this will happen?
Yes. Yes, I think it's going to happen. The president, of course, you know, he's a businessman in his prior life, and he's dealt with some pretty tough characters up in the New York construction industry.
Yeah.
And he knows how to deal things. So he's making noises, and the North Koreans are making some noises. But, you know, I'm about 90% confident that June the 12th will come off.
Hmm.
And when we're talking to North Korea, we're really talking to the Chinese. I mean, the Chinese are the puppet masters for the whole thing here with North Korea. They supply 90% of their sustenance, and the fact that China is now cutting tariffs, and they've responded to the president's negotiating position that, hey, if you want a tariff war, let's bring it on, and they back down, not us.
Okay,
so
all right.
Education.
Well, what's in it for Kim Jong-un? I mean, what does he get? What does he want?
Well, he wants to stay in power. And, again, the Chinese said, we're going to cut off the hot water. And so he has no choice. If he doesn't come to the table, he will be deposed, and his people will string him up like Mussolini at some point.
Yeah, right. Okay, because so President Trump has mentioned that the attitude of North Korea has changed after the latest visit with President Xi in China from Kim Jong-un. They got together. What's up with that?
Again, this is just what you do before you go to the negotiating table.
Okay.
You're arranging the chairs, you're rattling the saber. The North Koreans rattle it a little bit, so we're rattling it back. And we've got a bigger saber than they do, and we've got a bigger rattle than they do.
Well, I know one thing, peace through strength. I was always a fan of Ronald Reagan when he said that. Same for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this president, is, in my opinion, understands what you have to do in terms of national security. If you look at the economy, he understands things that we have taken for granted that, you know, things are going sideways for this country. Well, no longer. We're skyrocketing up almost on every measurement you can think of, except maybe for his personality. But, you know, I don't care about the personality. I care about the results.
Jeff, thanks for your service to this country.
It's a great country, and it's an absolute pleasure to have done it. And, again, I did a year in Korea, went through the Korean Ranger School. They're great people, and that's what we need to remember. The North Korean people don't want this.
Yeah.
They want freedom.
It's going to take a lot of time and money to assimilate something so, I guess, removed from normal civilization as North Korea's been isolated for, 65 years. But it can happen. It'll be gradual in time, but, boy, would that be historic. If we could end the war between the Koreas and somehow denuclearize and assimilate Korea into one, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll get some of those steps. I think we're going to get the nuclear issue cleared up, and you're right about the other. It's going to take a while, but, you know, West Germany did it with East Germany. It can be done.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, former Green Beret, which is kind of like a SEAL. ESPN 93.5. Okay, coming up, I'm going to describe exactly what I'm going to be doing at CarX Tire and Auto, part of the Hard Working Man series. And we are live today. And we are excited. Okay, we'll break for this and be right back. ESPN 93.5.
USS Indianapolis is a Second World War icon with an awful destiny and a legacy of survival unparalleled. No one knew what would happen sailing to invade Japan in 1943. Navy radar man Art Lienerman returned to quarters after his shift ended. Suddenly, two explosions ripped through the night. At his battle station, he met a shipmate. As the Indianapolis began to list, they knew she was mortally wounded. It was then they decided to abandon ship. In the water was chaos. Men, materials, oil, fire, and explosions. Those without life jackets clung to anything that would float. At daybreak, waves of sharks came. Under communications blackout, the Indianapolis was not expected for days. By a twist of fate, a PBY, an aircraft capable of water landing, spotted them. Over 800 sailors went into the water, and only 321 survived. The irony is that the Indianapolis had delivered the atomic bomb that would defeat Japan. Art Lienerman, a tribute to the resiliency of man in war and an American hero.
Brought to you by the Humble Hog on Market Street in Paxton. Thanking all the men and women this Memorial Day who bravely fought for our country. We salute you.
Ed, get in here and shut the door.
What's up, boss?
What's up? You have to ask, Ed?
Yes, sir, usually, sir.
Ed, you're naked as a jaybird.
Correctamundo, sir, just as you ordered.
I what?
You told us Jimmy John's was going all natural, sir.
No, Ed, I told you our meats are now all natural.
Huh?
That's meats, Ed, not employees.
Oh, I get it now. It's our meats that are all natural.
Yes, Ed. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
How embarrassing.
No kidding. It's a good thing I got to you before your first delivery.
Yeah, well, I already spread the word, sir, and...
Naked?
Oh, no.
He's what? Naked?
Naked.
He's naked.
The Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center opens this weekend. Don't miss the summer fun at 1401 North Broadway in Urbana. Daily admission, $6 before 5 p.m., $4 after 5, and kids 4 and under are free. Splash around and enjoy the zero-depth pool, water slides, and a lap swim pool. Save money by purchasing 5 or 10 visit punch cards. The Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center is also perfect for parties. Rent the whole aquatic center or just part for an upcoming birthday party, summer celebration, or any other family-friendly event. Make a splash this summer at the Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Macy's Star Rewards program is bigger, better, and now for everyone. For the first time ever, get rewards no matter how you pay. Join as a bronze member and get Star Money Days. Earn towards Star Money and use it with no merchandise exclusions. Perks and offers. Enjoy extra savings offers at checkout, event invitations, and more, plus a birthday surprise. And as a Macy's credit card holder, silver, gold, and platinum members automatically get bronze benefits in addition to your existing ones. Macy's Star Rewards program. Sign up in-store or online. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is inviting you to shop new arrivals of Libertyville apparel and Nike apparel. Visit GameDaySpirit.com and find new Nike t-shirts, polos, and tank tops, as well as Libertyville hats to beat the summer heat while looking great. Have time to stop in their stores? Game Day is located on campus at the corner of 6th and Green Street, with parking available at the parking deck on Healy, as well as in Champaign on the corner of Neal and Kirby, conveniently located near the State Farm Center and Memorial Stadium. Get excited for all things Illini this summer and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter. Go Illini! Previously on Paying Carp,
they have a timeline for how you would transition from a club team to a Big Ten team.
Oh, really?
And it would take all of 3 seasons.
I think it would be great. I know when I would take the boys when we were younger, when we would go, we'd stand right on the ice, and it was just packed.
Yeah.
And if you built a 5,000-8,000 seat stadium,
oh, that would be perfect.
And you had hockey, I think you would have big crowds, and I don't think it would just be students.
This thing would be big right away.
Yes.
Tune in weekdays 4-6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN. 93.5.
All right, check your sports headlines. ESPN 93.5 live at CarX on Bradley in Champaign.
We've got a Big Ten tournament tonight. Illinois versus Indiana from Omaha, Nebraska. Game time isn't until 9 o'clock tonight. Illinois is the 4 seed, Indiana a 5 seed. And Bryn Spillane in the lineup. He's Big Ten Player of the Year. We have a day game today for our St. Louis Cardinals. Kansas City on top yesterday to split that series so far. That final was 5-1. That start at 12:15. Cleveland beat the Cubs 10-1 yesterday. We've got a game at 7:05 tonight. Heard on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox were the winners yesterday. That final was 3-2 over Baltimore. They'll start at 7:10 tonight. Boston will host Cleveland. That's game 5 in the series that's tied up at 2 apiece. Now at 2 apiece, Houston Rockets beat Golden State Warriors 95-92 with James Harden on top of his game with 30 points. Also tied at 3-3 in the NHL series. Washington is at Tampa Bay, forcing a game 7. Someone goes home tonight. Someone goes on to try to win the Stanley Cup. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay. Live at CarX Tire and Auto. I'm just digesting that Houston beat Golden State last night. That was incredible.
I know it.
All right, you need painting done, then go to Precision Painting. See my friend Chad Abbott, the owner. Locally owned and operated. Check their references. No job too big or too small. Go online to yprecision.com. For Precision Painting, talented, experienced painters you can trust. I told you a month ago that you needed to call them, and if you haven't done it, get it done. They're booked out a little bit because they got busy, but they're terrific at what they do, and you might as well at least get a free quote as to what it's going to take and how good you'll look. But the before and after pictures on their website is terrific. And just another idea here, they don't job hop. They stay on your job till they're done. Make sure you get an estimate. It's yprecision.com. They are terrific at what they do. They are fantastic painters, and they're the only locally owned painting company, I think, that has people working year-round. I mean, it's hard to keep people working, but that's how busy they've been inside and out, by the way. Precision Painting, Chad Ebert, knocked on my door many years ago and painted my home. I think my reference is still on website. Check it out, whyprecision.com, whyprecision.com for Precision Painting. You do a great job painting your home. All right, we've got Mr. Jim Sherman, who wrote a letter describing my duties here during the Hardworking Man series. And it was, very good letter, and I enjoyed reading it. So here I am at CarX, part of the Hardworking Man series. And my title here in about 12 minutes will now turn into General Service Technician in Training. So what does that mean, Jim?
Well, we're going to get you under a car doing some oil changes and get you to do some tire rotation. We are putting away all the sharp objects and sharp and unsafe tools because you're going to be here. So,
I heard Brian, there was a saw that you guys are cutting like a muffler off. Can I run that?
Sure.
No, he doesn't want me near the saw.
Okay.
We're going to make you sign a waiver, yeah.
That's right. Sharp objects is good. You got a few batteries back there.
I have quite a few batteries. We sell a lot of tires, do a lot of brakes, so we do everything under the car.
It's actually a special, all seriousness, $250 special on Goodyear.
Tires, right.
How does that work?
It works great. So you need to use our drive card credit card to qualify for it, but buy a set of four tires. We have all kinds of tires. We do about 3 million tires a year as a system. So
that's a lot of tires.
People don't know us for our tires.
Yeah, you sell it to CarX.
Yeah, and as you heard, we'll beat any price out there. So it's a great opportunity to get your tires and alignment, brakes, everything else here.
So if you got to go in and say, could you write me up a quote, go to Walmart, wherever you want to go, and then bring it here, and you'll beat it.
Yeah, and we'll probably have a better tire than some of those tires that they're carrying.
That's good, good. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know why, if you're going to beat the price, I'm not sure why I would go anywhere else.
Well, you know, sitting here in a CarX isn't exactly as exciting as maybe shopping at a Walmart. But other than that, yeah, why would you go anywhere else?
Not if I beat the price.
Not if you beat the price.
Okay, that's what they've done. And sometimes you probably go, gulp. Oh, all right, we'll beat it.
And you saw we have courtesy vans. We'll take you back to work, take you back home. Yeah. So, I mean, there's no reason not to come here. So
that's probably where you're going to put me. You've been hiding me. I'm going to be in a van, courtesy van, aren't I?
There you go.
We do need to pick up lunch for the guys later, so you might be able. We thought maybe you could handle that.
I can do that. I can get lunch to the guys, but remember, 12:01, I turn into a pumpkin.
I understand that. We'll get you out of here.
You hate clock watchers? Yeah. I'm afraid I might be one of those here today.
And I get to do your evaluation later.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Hold on. Just a second. There are brakes built in, right?
Yes, absolutely. For you, we'll make sure that happens.
Believe me, they're going to say, listen, you've worked for 10 whole minutes. Why don't you sit down and just rest?
We'll get back in the air conditioning, yeah.
That's it. Okay, so how about your Cubs who run on our other station, US 105.9? They going to be okay?
They'll be fine. It's as you and I were talking earlier today, they just seem to turn it on when they need to. That's a little scary as a fan, but, you know, I waited 100. Well, I'm not 108 years old, but I waited almost 60 years to win the championship, so I can wait a couple of more months for them to turn it on. So.
When they got the eye of the tiger, though, good luck.
Yeah, they're a tough ball club.
Scary, because every one of those guys, maybe not the pitcher, but eight guys can hit home runs.
Every one of them can.
Every one of them. And when you have Baez batting eighth, it's almost not fair.
And now that the weather's turning, the weather will be blowing out at Wrigley, so it'll be a launch pad for a while.
They're the team to beat. It's a question, can anybody beat Boston or the Yankees? I don't think the Yankee lineup's fair at all.
No, those two are both scary teams. So
ridiculous. Their records are like 31-19. No, 31-12 or something.
They've been awful fun to watch. Yeah. So.
Well, Jim, thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for being out here. We appreciate you coming out. And as you see, things are picking up, and people are looking forward to seeing you at work. And please check out Facebook Live, because we're going to put them into a test here today.
Well, it's going to take me an hour to wrap this equipment up. You know,
I understand. It's a lot of stuff. A
lot of stuff here. I got to wrap them carefully. Really be careful with these cords that I don't hurt them.
I understand. We got to get you a cup of coffee to relax.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Jim Sherman, Director of Marketing, CarX Tire and Auto, my friend. Thank you so much. Okay, 852. Quick weather forecast, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
We're looking good with the sunshine, Stevie. Today's high, 85. 60 hour low this evening, 88. Tomorrow with the sunshine, down to 62. There's a 10% shot at showers later on Friday, but high 90, low 67 expected. 88 with afternoon or evening showers coming our way Saturday. 50% chance of that, a 20% chance of rain. rain, high 91 come Sunday, and warm with a high 90 for Memorial Day, but another slight chance for scattered showers. Right now, the temperature is at 68, ESPN 93.5.
Okay, wrapping up our audio broadcast, standing by to go to work here at CarX. Don't forget, noon, live on Facebook, I'll be drawing for a 55-inch Hitachi television, smart TV. We'll see who wins that from the drawing that we have at the three CarX locations.
And
we'll compile all the names.
Echo speaker, oil change certificates, all three locations you can sign up.
So we do have a lot to draw for. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the people that have registered will have a good chance to win here this morning. And right around noon, we'll do that. It's part of the Hard Working Man series. Well, I guess there's no avoiding it. I actually have to go to work. I don't know how to do this. Which button do I hit?
What did you opt to wear today? I can't see you.
I have jeans, my work boots that I use for the septic stuff. Sorry. And also, I guess I've got a CarX black T-shirt. I have the ESPN shirt on now, but they're going to, I guess, get. Do you want this back? Or is it? I'm going to have my own CarX tire and auto shirt.
There you go.
And I might be able to get on this place, but not today because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be kicked out at noon because they've got a lot of business coming in for the Memorial Day weekend here at the Bradley location. So I shall go to work. Look for us on Facebook Live. Diane, thank you for all your help as
we sign off live
at CarX.
Enjoy your hard-working man day.
I will. I am tired, okay? All right. Talk to you later, everybody. Okay. See you on Facebook Live.
That's right.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. There's no better place to buy all your trees, flowers, mulch, and rock than Country Arbor's Nursery. 30,000 perennials and hundreds of thousands of annuals right here in Urbana. And we don't order in our trucks. Our perennials and annuals are grown within feet of where you're buying them. Millions of plants, bulk rock, and mulches, and delivery and or planting on everything we sell. And if you'd like to leave everything to the pros, Country Arbors has a full landscaping service as well. There's a reason why we've become Champaign-Urbana's favorite garden and landscaping center. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery in Urbana or go to countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
It feels more dangerous, is it?
Now than then, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know that it's more dangerous. It's different. When I first came on in 1992, crack cocaine was in its heyday in the Champaign. And as you remember, you've been here. You're local. 4th and Bradley, 5th and Bradley area. Yep. Several housing projects there. Mm-hmm. High crime. Mm-hmm. Gang infested. Mm-hmm. Drug infested. Poverty stricken. Violence ridden. More shootings, more murders in those days. But most of them were associated with the drug trade. So it was easier to wrap your head around those shootings. It's cultural violence that we're experiencing now. We have young adults who are so far removed from structured, loving, intact families. And I know this is going to offend some people. Well, those people need some help with parenting then.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have kids that are not being taught respect. They're not being taught kindness. They're not being shown kindness. They're not being shown love.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Ed, get in here and shut the door.
What's up, boss?
What's up? You have to ask, Ed?
Yes, sir, usually, sir.
Ed, you're naked as a jaybird.
Correctamundo, sir, just as you ordered.
I what?
You told us Jimmy John's was going all natural, sir.
No, Ed, I told you our meats are now all natural.
Huh?
That's meats, Ed, not employees.
Oh, I get it now. It's our meats that are all natural.
Yes, Ed. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
How embarrassing.
No kidding. It's a good thing I got to you before your first delivery.
I already spread the word, sir, and...
Naked?
Oh, no.
He's what? Naked?
Naked.
He's naked.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Now, hey, guys, I'm going to head over to Rosati's Pizza for lunch. Anybody want anything, let me know. I'm leaving soon.
Hey, Bob, you want to split a pizza Valentino?
Sure, Jerry.
Hey, Bob, grab some wings and poppers, would you?
Okay, Clara.
Two Italian beefs, one barbecue beef, and a half-pound burger loaded for the guys down in shipping.
Sure, guys.
Greek salad, taco salad, and a grilled chicken Caesar salad for the gals up front, Bob.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, you might want to get it delivered.
Rosati's Pizza, more than just pizza, with delivery to Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. See the menu at myrosatis.com.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Geico's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than Geico. More power to you. Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis